When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out today in Utah. Going to be with Alex Smith for the Ring of Honor celebration in Utah. That's right. And as of, I believe, this morning, he had not slept for 22 hours our group chat.
Why is that?
You know, Bill's a very excited person. You know that. I mean, anybody who listens to the show knows that Bill Bush is a very excited human being.
Yes.
He's in a very fun spot right now. He's in Salt Lake City. Going to help Alex Smith get honored this evening for the football game, the Utah Utes.
Right.
So, when you're at a spot that you had probably fun times in the past, maybe you're just, reminiscing this week, this weekend in Utah.
I would hope he can get some sleep, though. He'll feel better.
I don't think that Bill does sleep. He claims he goes to bed at 9 or 10, but we get texts at 11:30 p.m., 2 a.m., 3:30 a.m. Yeah. I'm not sure the man actually sleeps.
Okay, I'm going to get off my phone because it's very rude. I was looking up some things for our segment, but
okay.
No, Bill, sleep. I don't know that he's, you're right.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he sleeps a lot. You're right.
I think he sleeps 2 hours a day.
There's got
to
be
because
more than
he said he used to go. He takes a nap after the show. I don't think he does that anymore. I don't believe he takes a nap after the show. He goes to the gym and then he's busy the rest of the day doing stuff.
He's a little mysterious.
He is, just like you.
What do you mean? I'm not mysterious. No.
You tend to be mysterious in some ways. We're not sure where you're at. He's at Planet Fitness today. He's at media stuff. I'm not sure where Sip's at now. Kind of mysterious.
You've
got a mysterious factor to you for sure.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
That's
not a diss.
No, I like it when you open up like that.
That's not a diss.
Yeah, I'm pretty private.
That's mysterious then.
Yeah.
Private and mysterious are synonyms here.
Yeah.
They're cousins. They might be sister and brother. I'm not even sure at this point.
Anyway, Bill, the Ring of Honor ceremony is tonight.
That's right.
This is a big night. You know what this show is going to be? I was thinking about when I was walking up to the building. You know what this is going to be? It's going to be Obsess Over Colorado Day.
Yes, it is. That's our opening segment. We'll get that here in a second after Idle Chit Chat. But
it's going to be Obsess Over Colorado.
Yes, you can watch the Buffaloes tonight. We'll discuss that here in a second.
We don't have to discuss it now. We're still in Idle Chit Chat. We have pies here left over from the other day. I'm not going to eat on the air.
In a cherry pie, which caused me to sing the song Cherry Pie by Warrant, which you said was pretty well done.
That's Warrant?
Warrant, yeah. Warrant, the name of that band.
I thought that was Motley Crue.
Incorrect. Warrant is the name of the band that sings Cherry Pie.
I sang it
very confidently and correctly in that, by the way.
And strong. You could karaoke that. Yeah.
I did it in my falsetto voice, though. The church voice, you like to call.
Okay, you did She's My Cherry Pie in your church voice.
I did.
Which is problematic.
it's a little concerning.
Yes,
a little
and no.
Off.
But I think that song is sort of sung in a church voice.
Very high.
Yeah.
Sung very high.
Yeah. Falsetto, was that what you
said? I don't know if it's falsetto, but it's very high range by the guy.
I don't know what falsetto is, so I should just...
It's when you go into your fake high voice.
Your high voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Ben doesn't know that. Ben was identified in his coaching class. Is that what he was saying?
Yes.
It was his coaching class, his teacher.
He was last night, it was a basketball coaching class. And at the end of it, you know, he said, I'm Ben. I'm from Columbus. And somebody said, hey, are you by chance young Ben from Early Break? He's like, yes. He said, I'm a big breaker. So he's been identified. Young Ben has been identified in the public as a celebrity. Congratulations, young Ben. You've made it. You have made it in this world. You are officially a celebrity.
You are young Ben. I usually don't call him young Ben.
I have a potential new nickname for him. I told him this morning. There's a guy in the Dolphins, defensive lineman.
John Butler just walked by.
All right, go.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the Dolphins. His name is Benito.
Benito!
So can we call young Ben Benito? Does that
Uh-oh.
Work? Does that work?
This?
I hit something, young Ben. Look at Sip's face.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Benito.
Jake.
Benito Jones. Does that? He's a Dolphins fan.
I am usually the one who comes up with nicknames. I think you just did.
Benito.
Benito. That's it.
I'm still going with young Ben, but you can go with Benito.
Why not? Why not? Why can't you go with Benito?
I can, but I like young Ben.
Benito.
That could be Ben's new nickname, Benito.
Benito.
Now, Benito in Spanish means little Ben, which he won't like that.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
He's 5'6".
So it works. But
it's perfect.
But he doesn't want to be referred to as little, though. So that's why I call him young Ben.
Well, nobody has to know that Benito means little Ben. And even if they do know, it's still perfect. He's not that tall. I'm small. I don't mind, Ben. It's fine. I don't care if someone calls me little Steven. It doesn't.
I think you would. What's up, little Steve? Little Sip, what's up?
Little Sip. Benito. I like Benito. It's that's his name to me. You don't have another name.
Benito.
Your name is Benito. From
Young
this
Ben,
point
Benito,
forward.
Bennett, Benson.
Benito.
He's got about 10 nicknames by us here. Idle Chit Chat off the bat. What do you got for us? Anything from yesterday?
This is Idle Chit Chat.
I know, anything from yesterday that rings out to you.
Oh, what happened yesterday? Work. Pretty much work. Work, bullet, sleep, work. That was it. I mean, this is kind of a working time now. It's always a working time. But, yeah, not today. I'm going to Beatrice.
I was in Beatrice last night for
really?
The first time in a while.
Or were you? Did you go to the Mexican restaurant?
I did not. We did not go to Playa Azul. I know. We did not go to Playa Azul. By the way, if you haven't been, please do go to Playa Azul. It's a wonderful place. We went to the 402 Sports Bar.
Mm-hmm. Who's we?
My parents, my sister, Elizabeth, Scotland, and myself.
Your sister's in town for a protracted period.
Yeah, she's going to the game Saturday.
Is she?
And then she'll go home Sunday.
She's been here for a week.
Yes, that's correct. You got it.
Yeah, I listen.
I'm proud of you.
Your sister is a great woman. I've met her.
She's a breaker, by the way.
She's a breaker. I've met her, and she was very kind.
And for a long time, you guys didn't know that she existed. Bill claims he didn't know until last year that I had a sister, or late last year, or early this year, whatever it was. But yes,
yeah,
I have a sister.
Okay.
Her name is Erin.
Erin.
Yeah.
Erin.
You got it.
Okay. And so we're talking about siblings. I'm not going to, I think the word would be discriminant with the breaking news sounder than you are. So I'm not going to count this as breaking news.
But, yeah, I don't have to pull up anyways. I don't have it ready for you.
Okay. I did learn something from my brother, Marty. Marty, who will be inducted next week on this day, a week from today.
And you'll be there?
Yes. Into the Columbus High School Hall of Fame. He's agreed to come on this show.
No, he has not.
Yes, he has. I talked to him yesterday, and he would be...
If Bill was sitting here right now and didn't know that, he would have freaked out.
I know.
You're kidding me.
Marty. I said, Marty, we might want you to come on the show. And he's, in typical Marty fashion, he thought I meant like come in to the studio, which...
Well, no. He sure can.
Well, he can, but I don't know if he's going to be able to.
I thought you meant that this in would the
be
studio.
I said this would be a phone interview, and he goes, okay, I just need some time to prepare. And I'm like, no, you don't really need any
we're
time
asking
to prepare.
You questions. You're not asking us questions. We're asking you questions. No time to prepare. Answer life questions here.
I said you're going to be on for 9 minutes, and we're going to ask you questions about yourself. So no, you don't need to prepare. We might ask you some questions about Florida State. He liked that idea a lot. And the Colorado game, and then his
Is he okay with 6:30? That's what the best time for him is 6:30.
Okay, I think, yeah, because that's 7:30 in Tallahassee.
Yes, let's shoot for 6:30 for Marty next week.
Yeah, so I'd say Wednesday. I'll tell him Wednesday.
Okay.
He agreed to come on.
No, not Wednesday. Thursday.
Thursday.
Wednesday is Sean Callahan at 6:30.
Okay, Thursday's fine. Thursday's fine.
Okay.
We'll see. Now, we got him. I know he'll be traveling, but we'll see. I mean, I think we'll make it work. We could do Tuesday.
We could do Tuesday at 6:30.
Yeah, I think we should do Tuesday. Okay. Bill will be here for sure. Bill will want to hear Marty. And let's do that.
Okay, we'll plan on that.
He's being inducted. You know, I will go definitely to the ceremony. I wouldn't miss the ceremony. Then there's a big to-do on Friday, too, where they do something at the football game. And I'm like, Marty, I can't do all that.
I'll be there for you. Choose the one thing you want me at. You want me at the football game or the celebration? I'd prefer Thursday.
Yeah, this isn't Mardi Gras.
You might as well be.
I know.
Mardi Gras.
So there's that. Idle chit chat. What about your idle chit? What about you?
Well, it's work time. You know, we got two days until game day here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's fabulous.
And, you know, it's exciting. I've got people coming to town. I've got family coming to town. They're just excited for their first ever Husker game. They're coming from the Black Hills of South Dakota. Yeah, Rapid City. That's a 9-hour drive to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, family.
They're coming in to see the game.
Is that right?
We got a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old that want to come see the action here.
Is that right? Now, you keep talking. I got to find something.
So I'm excited to host them, have them enjoy a nice day in Lincoln on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we'd hope that the game turns out the way that people believe it will, which would be a comfortable win for Nebraska. That'd be great for everybody.
Yeah, as far as idle chit-chat goes.
Yes.
Just staying on that, Jag. I did preliminary study into UTEP. Bill has said it, and I wasn't quite as ready to say it as Bill was. This shouldn't be much of a game. If it is...
You've heard this before from Nebraska.
And if it is, it's sort of a problem. This shouldn't be much of a game. They don't have the matchup that's really bad for UTEP is their offensive line is new, and I don't know how that's it's new. It's all new. And I just don't know how they can hold up against Nebraska's defensive line. I mean, they could cause some problems with tempo. That's the one thing I wonder about. Their offense could cause some problems with tempo. They'll really move fast.
Well, you know, if Big Mac sacks are still a thing at the stadium, it could be a very good day for the Big Mac sacks. McDonald's?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Because you're always in the press box. People get excited because if they get a sack, you're like a Big Mac from McDonald's.
You get a free Big Mac? Yes, is that what you're telling me?
With the ticket you have, yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
I had no earthly idea where you're going. I thought we had switched topics.
No, we haven't. That's if Nebraska gets a sack. In the past, typically they've gotten... Fans get a free McDonald's Big Mac.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't work with UNL in their marketing of their game, so I cannot confirm. I'm just saying.
Did you ever get a Big Mac?
No.
Ben, did you ever get a Big Mac? Benito! I feel like a cartel head. Benito!
Yep. I knew you'd like that one. Off the YouTube, you've already pissed somebody off. Montana Husker says, damn... Sip, please, I'm begging you, just say it's going to be super close just for the hashtag Sip Jinx purpose. Say the game's going to be close.
Which game?
Nebraska game.
Okay, yeah. I mean, UTEP could make it close.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now you're making people... Okay. The jinx is not on.
Yeah, the sip. No, now, who was that texter?
That was Montana Husker.
Montana Husker. I will address you directly. Montana Husker... I have not put in a formal prediction. This is idle chit-chat. This is not... I still have evaluation to do. There's still evaluation. So don't... No, I'll do a formal prediction tomorrow.
Okay.
This is just idle chit-chat.
And so will I.
My initial foray into UTEP, my thought was, there's some serious holes. You know, if they play that Skylar Locklear, the quarterback, he's a littler guy, 5'11", 180, but he can run it a little bit. Whenever you face a running quarterback, it's a little scary. They have another one named McConnell. I think it's Jade McConnell. He's not a runner. He's an average thrower, 53% passer. That you'd rather see him. You'd rather see him. What is on the text line?
Jeremy on YouTube has your game day prayer on here.
My game day
prayer. What he views as your game day prayer says, please, God, please, let them win today. Have mercy on Nebraska. That's your prayer. That's your game day prayer, per Jeremy. Use that if you haven't already.
This has been a critical idle chit chat. I wonder what Bill will say about Benito.
I think he'll like that.
I think so, too. Why are you not diving headlong into this?
Because he's always been young Ben to me. And
how about
like
young Benito?
Let's get some legs to it.
Yeah. Young Benito. I think that's what you should call him. And I'm just going to go Benito.
I'll think about it. It's under consideration. Let's go with that. By the way, one last thing.
It does feel like the cartel a little bit when we do this. Benito!
One last thing for idle chit chat. I told Bill, I let this know. If you want to book Bill Bush for a speech, he is available. CoachBillBush.com. Please.
Get him.
Why would you not want to book Bill Bush for your speech? Whether you're, I don't care if you're at a school,
that's a
company,
question.
An organization. He's available. Book him. CoachBillBush.com. And please, if it asks for a referral, mention the ticket. Mention early breakers if you want to.
One other thing before we go on. We need to acknowledge what I received yesterday from a breaker, which is a notebook, handwritten in Nebraska information, including information on each player, handwritten in a 3-ring binder.
The man's name was Tommy James who dropped that by.
Tommy, thank you. Jake has it.
It's handwritten notes, yeah. The whole thing's handwritten.
Yeah, it's very well done, incredibly well done. And really, I mean, it's easy to read. Thank you. And I will use it. I will keep it and use it. It's in a black binder.
It was very nice. Yes. Well, it was well done. It was a nice gift for you.
Yes, thank you.
Please use that as your media guide at the game.
In fact, Jake took it from me yesterday because to keep it in a safe spot.
I wanted to read it also. I was curious about the content. It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Interesting. From Tommy.
All right, thank you.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. Again, 402-440-6297. Tonight, we get our first look at the 2024 edition of the Colorado Buffaloes as they host the North Dakota State Bison in Boulder. 7 p.m. on ESPN.
Who would not be watching this?
I will be watching this game.
Yeah, you don't even have to tell me to watch it or assign it to me. I'm watching it. Won't most Nebraska, first of all, won't 464-5685. Are you watching the game? This is not, we don't want
to. This is not roll call, but yeah, are you just watching the game? Texas.
Yeah, just Texas. I would think most Nebraska fans would be very curious. Now, I did, listen. It's kind of awkward. I can't pull up the stuff that I studied yesterday, but so I'm going to go for a lot from memory here. As I studied this game yesterday, my feeling was Colorado is a scary team. They're going to be in it for Nebraska too, okay? It's a scarier game than I thought it was before I started studying. For North Dakota State and for Nebraska. Because now Colorado is legitimately loaded at receiver and pass rusher.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They all have three Westmorelands coming at Nebraska.
Hello.
Right. It's not, it is, this is, I came away yesterday from Salito Linda, where I did my study.
As one does.
Thinking, this game against Nebraska is not going to be easy. I mean, it's not Nebraska. If you think Nebraska is going to have an easy time, I would start the process of thinking again. Shedeur Sanders has guys to throw to. If he can get any protection at all, I think it could be, and he gets in any sort of rhythm.
Now, like you said, that the O-line was bad last
week.
They have five new starters this year on the offensive line.
And full disclosure, it's not like I don't talk to people in Colorado, a couple in particular. They have struggled in camp. They have.
On the line?
Yeah.
Yep.
The protection's an issue again. I don't know how good they'll be up front on defense either. So that those are problems. But they don't. But when I say good up front on defense, I mean the interior. They'll have guys that come off the edge, and you'll be like, ooh, that's a dude. They'll have good looking players coming off the edge.
If you're curious, Colorado is a 9.5-point favorite tonight. 60.5 is the over under in this game. North Dakota State.
It's a hard
at
game.
Colorado. Again, and like you said, we've been saying this all along. You don't want them. I mean, if, as a Nebraska fan, you're torn on this game because you don't like them. You'd like to see them lose all their games if possible, but for the sake of next week and not being already in somewhat desperation mode to avoid 0-2,
mm-hmm.
you'd like to, and the buzz to be high for the game. You kind of want them to be 1-0 despite really not liking them at all. Right? I'm torn.
I think you're right.
I am torn tonight because I would love them to lose because I just like the fact that all this chaos that we're hearing about every single day about Colorado and Deion banning a reporter, Sean Keeler, from asking questions. Just, It feels like there's always something weird happening at Colorado. It'd be nice to see them suffer off the bat and lose that game, but at the same time, that affects next week greatly.
It does. So you're torn. I think you're probably right. Most people are. I don't know how I look at it in that way. I try to like kind of strip emotion out of it, which is no fun in college football because it's very emotion. Emotion largely defines college football. I guess I'm just intrigued tonight. On the other side of this is North Dakota State with a fifth-year quarterback in Cam Miler, who's definitely, he's fine. He's not going to light the world on fire, but he's good. They're a veteran team. North Dakota State has a lot of fifth and sixth-year guys. They're a veteran defense. So, Jake, they have a very nondescript coach. First-year guy, I think, is, again, because of ad blockers, I can't pull up the stuff that I was studying last night. I'm going to say the name is Posilek, is the coach. You've never heard of him. He's a very nondescript coach. He was walking around Nebraska's camps in June. Sean Callahan just off the cuff said, yeah, there's the North Dakota State head coach. I'm like, whoa, really? Yeah, he's just walking around 2 days, you know. Nondescript.
Didn't have the Craig Bull type presence of their own.
Well, I mean, not really, no. I mean, so.
Or Chris Kleiman.
So, Chris, I think we're going with.
Kleiman?
Kleiman.
No T. Yeah, Chris, sorry. Chris Kleiman.
Kleiman.
I added a T. Sue me. Chris Kleiman.
So, on the other side, in the other corner tonight, is a program that is very stable with a lot of, you know, with a lot of players that have been there for 4, 5, 6 years. There's stability in that program. So it's really I think it's interesting because it's a program with a lot of stability that's had a lot of success against a program that's a lot of glitz and a program that seems unstable. My senses say lean toward North Dakota State on this. But I just don't know if they have guys to match up with Travis Hunter and Shepard. There's a receiver named Shepard that transferred from Vanderbilt. There's a transfer from FAU. They have good receivers, good skill position players, and Shadur. So can North Dakota State match up with that, or is Colorado just going to hit them with big play after big play?
I can't confirm this, but we have a text that's been doing some research on this game.
I want to hear this.
They said North Dakota State suffered injuries to their All-American safety, All-American fullback, and their starting running back is questionable for tonight's game.
That's trouble.
That's three very good players there.
Yeah, you have to go on the road and beat Colorado without three of your best players.
Okay, you're All-American safety for a good passing team.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah, well, it's if you're missing three of your key players, it's a big problem. But again, it's an interesting, it's just the whole, just the big picture part of this game is fascinating to me. On one end, you have this very stable program, North Dakota State, where there's not a lot of weirdness and there's continuity. Not coaching necessarily because there's a new head coach, but continuity within the player realm against this program that has no continuity, no nothing. It just feels like everything's thrown together very quickly, and it exists in this weird, very public view. Meanwhile, North Dakota State just sort of exists, you know, quietly, right, up in the northern reaches of the U.S., just quietly doing its thing, you know. Ranked second in the FCS. Obviously good. Tough. They'll be very tough in the interiors.
Yeah, I guess.
They'll be very tough in the interior lines. Very tough.
The big question I'm going to have is, again, we know, like you said, they have very strong offensive potential with the quarterback,
Colorado
with Shadur Sanders, with the receivers. They've got talent there. Now, I'm going to be curious, is this game a shootout? If so,
yeah,
that would mean the defense is sketchy for
right.
Colorado, which I expect that. I expect
this is a shootout.
Even with what you said about having some good defensive linemen, I expect them to have a somewhat leaky defense tonight and next week against Nebraska in general this year.
I do too.
That's an offensive heavy team. Like they're carried by the offense.
I don't know this, because how do you know that one of the things that's incredibly frustrating about Colorado and trying to figure them out is how do you know from year to year what they're going to have? Because they change so much. It's evident what they're doing is relying on pass rushers and receivers. That's what they're doing. So they go get really good-looking guys coming off the edge and good-looking receivers for Shadur. Good players. Other than that, hard to know what to expect. I don't know. Greg Missing Tooth asked me about their kicker. I have no idea.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Could come down to that. You never know.
Right. Well, let's see how. I guess one big curiosity for me with Colorado is, do they look well coached? Do they look like they're organized?
Yeah. Is this toxic environment we hear of evident, or is that just some sort of smoke right now?
Right. Will it manifest itself on the field? Will we see what I thought we'd see with Deion's teams when this whole thing started last season? What I always thought, and I said on the show, is, you know what? Deion's Deion. He's going to do his weird Deion stuff and be prime and all that crap. But his teams are going to be tough and well coached. Okay? I was wrong, kind of, right? They won their first four.
They appeared to be well coached for three games. They were 3-0.
3-0. Yeah. And then they lost. Colorado lost its last six. I don't know that you would say they were a tough team. I don't even know if you'd say they were well coached.
They appeared to be for 3 weeks.
Going into the season last year, I said Prime's teams would be tough and well coached. Because Prime is interesting. He does all this weird stuff, but he's an old school coach. I mean, he's a tough dude, and he wants his teams to be tough. So he's sort of an interesting study to me. I mean, he does the sunglasses thing, and he wears like a jumpsuit now, and it's kind of all very odd looking. But he's a tough football dude. Old school. So I don't know. I think the Nebraska game, I'm a little more nervous now because of those edge rushers and knowing what Nebraska's sort of vulnerability is.
I think right now you go in a little bit naive to that game, but tonight you learn about, hey, what does this team have? Going against an FCS team, and albeit a good FCS team.
Let's just put it this way. North Dakota State's better than UTEP. They are. Don't even hesitate.
Well, and just think about
this. North Dakota State of the FCS is better than UTEP of the FBS.
We just saw this past Saturday, Montana State, although they won by four, mm-hmm. was a 13.5-point favorite at New Mexico.
Right.
So there's respect for the FCS ranks in terms of what they can do against FBS competition.
This is the second-ranked team in the FCS. They are better than UTEP. Trust me on that. If UTEP and North Dakota State played on a neutral field, who are you picking?
North Dakota State.
Right. I mean, that'd be the proper pick.
I would think it'd be a decent game, though. Wouldn't be a blowout.
That'd be a proper pick. If UTEP were in the FCS, I don't know that they'd be a top 10 team in the FCS. Okay? I don't know.
I don't know for sure. I don't know the
they'd
FCS
be close,
that well
be close.
To assess that
situation. Well, I mean, you can look at Sagarin rankings and stuff like that, and it would tell you this. No, they wouldn't be a top 10 team. They'd be right on the probably fringe, UTEP. In the FCS. If you look at, there's rankings that rank all of them. All right? And what I've seen is they wouldn't probably be top 10.
Hypothetically, question, if Colorado wins tonight like 35-10, what does Nebraska fan do? What does their mind go to from what is right now?
It depends on what you see.
Game?
I mean, it depends on what you see. If you see, what if Colorado wins 35-10 and gets 7 sacks. Or 8 or 9. It's possible. Then it's scary, right? Because that's, okay, wait a second. That's our vulnerability. That's Nebraska's vulnerability. So what's I think if you're a Nebraska fan, you're watching that maybe more than anything. Other than Shadur and those receivers, you're looking. What's the pass rush look like? How do they look?
Yep.
Are they in the backfield a lot? And it's not even a sack discussion necessarily. How disruptive are their edge guys? That's what I'd look at. And then I'd look at Shadur and see, is he getting enough time, and can he get in rhythm? Do they give him enough time for Shadur Sanders to get into rhythm? Because if you give Shadur Sanders time to get in a rhythm with those receivers, they'll win the game. They'll win that game. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, that's what you're looking at.
A texter from Nevada chimes in. I don't have a name for this
one. A texter from Nevada.
Yeah, says, Colorado is built on hype. Once they lose one game, the dream is dead and the team will fall apart just like they did last year when they lost their first game.
Bill Bush alluded to that. I don't know if it was 2 days ago or yesterday, that when you bring in a bunch of players, the leadership and cohesion is something you wonder about as a coach. What will it be like when there's adversity? Will they band together all these guys that don't really
know each other that well?
Not know each other, haven't had a lot of time together. The teams that have cohesion, when there's things go wrong, they tend to band together. The teams that have been around each other and there's a good culture.
Which you think
continuity.
Should be at Nebraska that way. A lot Nebraska, of continuity.
Oh, yeah. You'd think.
But they have not had a winning season since 2016. Right. So how much does that continuity matter when all is said and done?
Well, that's the beauty of football. The beauty of football to me, and the reason I'm so fascinated with it and the reason I don't like to really even talk about too many other sports is football is so multifaceted. There's so many things that have to go right to be good. There's so many different levers. There's so many different storylines. I mean, think of all the storylines that we're talking about, and then think about the storylines we're not even addressing. Because there's so much to address when you're discussing a football team. I don't know how Colorado is returning punts. How would I know? I don't know who their punt returners are. I didn't have time to look it up. I mean, but that's something I wonder.
The ad blocker got you.
Yeah, that's something I wonder about.
So, tonight.
Now, I will tell you this. College Football News is predicting a close game. College Football News is a go-to for me. Pete Futak is his name. And he predicted Colorado to win 34-30. 34-30.
I could see that. I can't see North Dakota State blowing them out. I can see North Dakota State winning close, Colorado winning close, or Colorado winning big. I cannot see a handily won game by North Dakota State. Hmm. I just can't see it. But
we'll I'm
see.
Open-minded.
Your other games tonight, by the way, there's not just Colorado before we get to break. Howard at Rutgers. So you got a Big Ten game. Start off at BTN, 5 p.m.
Wait a second. You're kidding me.
Rutgers is a 36.5-point favorite against Howard.
Okay. Rutgers is a very popular Cinderella pick this year.
And I wish the best for them. That'd be great for Rutgers and for college football to say, you know what? Rutgers has a chance still.
Why do you say that?
It's not all just the big dogs.
I like that.
Nice to have the underdogs.
I like that answer. I like that answer.
You got, let's see, other games of note. You have Arkansas Pine Bluff in the SEC. Missouri hosting Murray State. That's 11th ranked Missouri, by the way. 11th preseason. Kansas hosting Lindenwood this evening as a 45-point favorite.
Kansas.
North Carolina at Minnesota is a big game.
That's the big one.
That's one. Carolina is a 2-point favorite on the road at Minnesota tonight. That's also 7 p.m. on Fox. So have your clicker ready to go back and forth or picture in picture.
This is going to be a fun night.
Yes, it is.
You know what? You know what else it means? We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow.
We will have a lot to talk about tomorrow. And if you want to see if Bill Bush makes it on TV for the Ring of Honor, that Utah game, Southern Utah, is at 8 p.m. Now it's on ESPN Plus. So you got to have that, you know, subscription for that or find a way. Go to the sports bar, I suppose. But that his game is at 8 p.m. And then also Illinois hosts Eastern Illinois tonight, also at 8 p.m. Illinois, a 28-point favorite.
What channel is that?
That one is on BTN at 8.
You
can watch Big Ten Network, Illinois, Eastern Illinois.
Benito, you have a doubleheader tonight.
Yes.
We have a Big Ten doubleheader tonight.
That's correct. Yeah, Howard and Rutgers is at 5 p.m. on BTN, and Illinois hosts Eastern Illinois at 8 p.m. on BTN. We are back.
Thank God. I have a radio show, and you can tell me what's going on.
Luke says, Jake has some of the worst sports takes. No one thinks Rutgers being good is good for football. I said for the underdogs, Luke. For the underdogs, Luke. It gives not just
Benito?
Hey, Luke.
Jake has some of the worst sports.
Luke, this is at you, my friend. It's not always Alabama and LSU every year. It's for the underdogs,
LSU.
Luke. That's what I meant. LSU's won a title 5 years ago. Okay, Alabama.
Georgia.
Clemson. Georgia.
Ohio State.
It's called fatigue. I'm sick of it. Let's get some new blood in here. Luke.
All right. Wow, that got personal.
I got a little hungry here. That I might need personal. Some early bird. I got hangry.
Luke
got me hangry over here. I might need to make a trip to early bird after the show. Early bird, 19th and K. Breakfast burritos. Chicken fried steak, which of course is smothered. Cinnamon roll pancakes. Mm. Sounds delightful. And of course, the world famous Hash holes.
That was incredibly obnoxious.
Yes.
Go.
Yes. Please. 19th and K in Lincoln. Also, 3 locations in Omaha, a couple in Iowa. They're open every single day, 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch.
That's commitment, 7 days a week.
Well, they are committed people, and that place is always packed, but if you're patient, there's room for you there.
If you keep yelling hash holes, you're going to get committed. You're going to be a committed person to an institution.
I feel I'm going that way right now. When we come back, can the kicking game this year ever earn the full trust of this fan base at Nebraska? That's next, an early break on the ticket. I got it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.